Connect Transit General Manager Isaac Thorne says the agency has held the line on fares as long as possible. For the first time in 12 years, Connect Transit is proposing a route restructuring that would take effect in July to help offset rises rises in wages and inflation. He outlines the proposed changes with GLT's Eric Stock following a Connect Transit board meeting.
What we're proposing is increasing the one-way fare for fixed route from $1 to $1.25. And then that would increase the Connect Mobility one-way fare from $2 to $2.50. Then we also increase the Connect Mobility fixed route 30-day pass from $32 to $36, and then the CM Connect Mobility 30-day pass would increase from $65 to $70.
Now, that sounds like a small amount of money per trip, but of course, over time, that does add up, especially for those who may not be able to put a lot of money together for those kind of trips. Is there any help for them?
Yeah, what we proposed is a fare equity solution for the community. For those that have fixed income or low income, what we're introducing is we are going to be purchasing a mobile ticketing app. And through that app, the individuals that cannot afford to pay all at once for a $36 or 30-day pass, they can pay $1 at a time. But once they get to $36, maybe that may be 2 weeks later, or a week later, 3 weeks later, once they get to that $36 in that month, the rest of the rides are free. They essentially bought a 30-day unlimited pass.
So for the typical rider that would use this, I imagine, one two-way stop a day perhaps, so they would be spending $3 a day. Over the course of a month, they're looking at $60 or more, so you're looking at saving close to half that in a sense?
Correct, yeah. The whole essence of having an unlimited pass is for those heavy users of transit, you're discounting that pass for them to use it. It's more convenient for them as well. They just show their pass or swipe their pass and they're done. And it's a benefit for them. We don't necessarily want them paying for every single trip the $1.25 increase. We want them to be able to pay for an unlimited pass.
You had referenced in the meeting that you're expecting there will be some that will stop using the service simply because of the higher cost. How much is that baked into the expected revenue increase you'll get from this?
Yeah, we're expecting through the reports that we've read about fare increases, you're typically going to see a decrease in ridership. Now, there's a lot of factors that go into that decrease in ridership. It could be the economy, where the economy is at. It could be gas prices. However, with us not increasing the fares for such a long time and the value that we've provided our riders over the last 2 years with increased frequency, more later service at night, Sunday service, we believe that we can maintain our ridership at where it's at right now. However, the reports are reading are saying a 7.5% decrease in ridership if we increase fares to 25 cents.
So how much do you come out ahead then?
Yeah, so we are still expecting to come out ahead of $100,000. We've factored that into our increase in revenue. We're factoring a decrease in ridership, but with the additional revenue we're going to get from the fare increase, we'll still have an extra $100,000 in revenue next year's budget.
That was Connect Transit General Manager Isaac Thorne with GLT's Eric Stock. The agency plans to schedule community engagement sessions in the coming weeks to gather public feedback about the proposed rate hikes and route changes. It will hold a public hearing in March. The rate changes would take effect July 1st. As a matter of disclosure, GLT Program Director Mike McCurdy is the chair of the Connect Transit Board.